Standing still, I will never stub my toe, and I will never get anywhere. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. Standing still, I will never stub my toe, and I will never get anywhere. Many of us have this statement, and with this statement, we get ourselves into trouble. And the statement is, if there's nothing wrong, don't fix it. And don't rock the boat. And so forth. Now, when I take a group of people out in a boat, I love to rock the boat. I love to rock the boat to see how the people respond. And some will be very frightened. And I'll say, do you know how to swim? Yeah. Well, then what are you frightened about? I don't want to get all wet. I wasn't planning on having you get all wet. But if you are frightened of the things that you experience in life, then those things will possess you and own you. We had a guest who was frightened of our little Love. And little Love is the loveliest dog to everybody, even to bad people. I have many bad people, but even to bad people, little Love goes up and kisses them to pieces, you know. Well, this person was afraid of dogs. And Button backed off a little bit, but still wanted to jump up and say, it's okay, we're nice people. And little Love, all of a sudden, started getting feisty with her. And he nipped at her in a little bit. I don't think he got close to bite her, but he nipped at her. And she's, ha, 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 frightened as couldn't be, you know. Because she was afraid of everything. She was afraid riding in the golf cart. And we just started out. We didn't even go anyplace. And she holds her jacket up in front of her face there because she didn't want to see where we were going. And we're just driving on the pavement, starting out. I hadn't even given her the wild ride yet. And so finally, we started getting the wild ride. And I didn't care what her feelings were at all. I just drove up and down and up and down. And I could see in her face that, and then after a while, it was like this. Oh, it's okay. You know, we're still not sitting here. We're not lost. We're not thrown out or anything else like that. But you see, when you enter something with fear in your mind, you create yourself much anxiety and you lose all the joy of the experience itself. Now we say here, standing still, I'll never stub my toe and I'll never get anywhere also, which means that if we don't do something, if we don't enter into it, we're in trouble. I read a little statement last night or this morning or this afternoon or sometime or other. I read a little statement and it said, Thomas Edison, the creator of the light bulb, was a very amazing man. And he was down into his shop one day, and the whole thing went, poof, burned to the ground. All of his inventions in there, all of his paperwork, all of his details and everything else. And he was sitting there with his hand on his chin, and his son came along and saw that. And he says, oh, Dad, I'm so sorry for you. And the father realized the son was standing there and needed his support. You read that? And so the father turns to the son and says, run and get your mother. She'll never see a fire as exciting as this one. And he got the mother, of course. And they watched the fire together. And 2 weeks later, he came out with a new invention called the phonograph. And so you can always remember that there was a hot fire just before the phonograph was born. But you see, he didn't take it as something bad. I'm sure it disturbed him because he had done a lot of thinking on the various plans that had not yet been fulfilled, like the phonograph and a few other things. But as my son once told me, when someone had walked off with his plans for his ultralight airplane, they'd taken his plans and they'd gone to a competitor and given the plans to the competitor and got a job there, and they built the plane. And my boy said, hey, I don't care. They can take a finished product and copy it too. But what they don't have are all of my improvements that I'm making every month on these planes. And when they sell their planes, my planes, without these improvements, people will know and people will come to understand. But hey, you can't steal anything from me, because whatever you take, it's just trash. It's just a temporary thing. You gotta steal me with it. But you see, this is what we do all the time. We're afraid to move because we're afraid to hurt ourselves. Now, in the morning, I get up at 3 or 4 in the morning and take a walk on the path, sometimes at 5, sometimes at 6, and sometimes at 7. But I get up in the morning in the dark and dark of night, and the sky is, you know, overcast because there's a cloud up there that's saying, I'll keep you warm and cozy. And I start walking on the path. Well, now, the rain has caused little gullies along the path, not deep, but just maybe 2 or 3 inches, and just enough to trip you if you are not careful. And so I stand for a few moments, let my eyes get accustomed to the night, and then I can begin to see. And I begin walking. And as I walk, I slide my feet along wherever I think there might be those little indentations, and sure enough, I slide down and slide up with no problem. It sounds big when I say slide down, slide up, but it's really just like a horse's shoe hole. And we've got that too. Our Border Patrol friends who like to ride on our property because it is so accessible, they take their horses out here and then they ride along and their horses dig into the holes, and if there's a gopher hole down below, the horse goes clunk right down into it, and then when we come along, it's there for us to trip over. But we don't let it bother us, because we just say, I am the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by purity and goodness. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And if we come to that, what do? We don't even know it's there. But we put our foot just before it, and we put our next foot down just after it. And we stepped over it without even knowing it was there, because we put the pure white light of love, which is our reality, in motion, and we didn't have to see it, because it was not there for us. Now, we could worry about stubbing our toe and not take our morning meditation walk because the Border Patrol takes their horses on our private property. But we take our morning walk anyhow, and we have a good time. And we're singing, and we're laughing, and we're dancing, and we're making our affirmations, and we're feeling just glorious and just alive and vital and dynamic. And then a cool breeze comes along down the valley. It comes down from the waterfall and comes whoosh, and it's roar, you know. And so we say, I'm warm and toasty, I'm warm and toasty, I'm warm and toasty, I'm warm and toasty. And then we go on with our meditations, and we forget about the cool breeze, and we're warm and toasty. But you see, we're not worried about stubbing our toe. If we were worried about stubbing our toe, we wouldn't take the morning walk. Now, how would we fit it into our day? How would we fit an hour walk into our day when we have so many wonderful things that we're doing all day long, keeping us so active and so busy and so participating in the day? But if we were worried, we would never take those walks. And when you come back, you get into the swimmix, and you're swimming against the current for 3 to 4 to 5 miles an hour. And sometimes you kick your foot and you hit the steps going up at the bottom of the pool because you're not keeping your attention on the V on the bottom of the pool. You got your goggles on, you should be looking at that V, and that V should be right underneath your nose. And if it's underneath your nose, then the steps are not underneath your toes. And you're okay. But you've got to use your head. If you let the current throw you down to the bottom end of the pool, then the current's too strong for you. And turn it down a little bit. Instead of having it 4 miles an hour, have it 3.5 or 3. Or whatever is comfortable for you. And you think to yourself, my goodness, you know, there's so many things to think about. Well, isn't it wonderful that you have an active brain, that you are a thinker, that you have a mind that is filled with wisdom and brilliance, and that is connected with your inner reality, your divine self, your mind and your divine self are one. And so you don't mind thinking these things. It keeps you young. If you'll play chess and crossword puzzles and play with your computer games, that'll keep you young. You say, oh boy, I'm going to play with the computer games. Ho, ho, ho. Well, that's just fine. Do it. You have your spare time. You can play with your computer games if you wish. But just remember, you can stub your toe on that too. You can stub your toe on that because as you're playing these computer games, you can sometimes get so involved, you forget the time. And lo and behold, you're far from the length of time you should have been spending on it. Now, well, why can't we spend all the time we want? Well, you can. Instead of going to bed at night, just sit there and play with the computer. And then when morning comes, you better be fresh. Because if you're not fresh, you're not going to be a happy camper. And if you're not a happy camper, you're going to stub your toe. And if you stub your toe, you're going to get mad at us. And that's the way the ball bounces. But we take care of these things, and we don't allow ourselves to be manipulated or controlled by ideas. If anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong. That Murphy untruism is spoken by so many and so foolishly. People who want to take negative trips with their mind end up taking negative trips with their body. And so I suggest to each of us, remember, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, remember?
Yeah.
They were naked as jaybirds and happy as could be. And then, when they goofed and disobeyed the principle that they were taught in there, not to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and when they did that, what's the first thing they did? They said nakedness was evil. Whereas in the Garden of Paradise, it was beautiful. But once they violated the rules, it was evil. So remember, whenever you do anything that violates the rules, you are going to feel evil, and you're going to feel angry, and you're going to feel uptight, and you're going to feel that the world is throwing you a bad curve, and you don't like it. And whenever that happens, stop. Say, whoops, what did I do wrong with my thinking that brought this on me? How did I stub my toe and bring that into my life? And as you think about it, then you come up with a wonderful solution that always follow the rules. And most of the rules are your creation. I'd say all the rules are our creation. My friends, that's our inspiration for today. So have a lovely day. Smile at everyone along the way. And be sure all the rules to obey. I love you, I love you, I love you.